TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim, do you have plans this evening?
Going over to Danny's house.
Okay. You're there till like late?
7:30 usually.
Okay.
Why, what are you up to?
My friends are having a game night in Sunnyvale, and I was like, they said invite people who would like to play adult games. I'm like, Tim would like to play adult games.
Wait, what do you mean adult games?
Just like
what's in my mouth?
Oh no. Who's in my mouth?
I'm blanking on that game now.
Okie cookie.
Cards Against Humanity.
Oh, okay. Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well.
This week, Noah and I discuss our health issues. Fascinating. We discuss misogyny in movies by talking about the film Split, and Andy gets a raise at his job. And when you hear this sound...
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Fuck it. God damn it.
Fucking goddamn it. Noah.
Welcome to fucking goddamn.
I love you.
Welcome to TanCast.
I love you.
I love you too. I'm Tim the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy the in TanCast.
I'm Noah the in TanCast, and I find Tim's kid adorable.
Well, you know.
But they're just watching those videos of Danelle doing the push-ups, and he's like getting on her back and just laying there. I'm like,
whew. Yesterday I was trying to do push-ups, and it was just me and the boys, and like they were already getting on my nerves in the morning, and I was like, I'm just gonna try and bang these out, and then they just both like would not leave me alone, and would not leave the camera alone, and then like Michael grabbed a paintbrush and started to leave the pointy end down so that I would push up into it.
Oh Jesus Christ!
I'm like, that's enough. Like, I don't know who, there was like a couple of people who watched live, but they're the only ones who will ever see it, because I was like, delete, I'm not even doing these.
Oh, did you do them over, or are you just not going to do one for that day?
No, I did them later.
So you didn't finish the push-ups?
No,
oh,
not
okay.
Even close. Also, my heart has been beating really hard recently, and I don't know if it's because I'm doing push-ups every morning, or because I had a cough and I punched my chest really hard. You know, like when you're like, and you're like, you know, you slam your fist against your chest to try and clear it out. Like, I did it way too hard, like, you know, trying to be funny. I'm like, did I injure something? Because now, like, no matter what I'm doing, like, I'll just be laying down and my heart's like, thump, 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 thump. I'm like, what's happening?
Have you checked your pulse to see how fast it's going?
My wife checked it yesterday. She said it didn't seem to be fast.
Okay. And do you feel, like, do you have any other symptoms otherwise then?
No, like no tightness in my chest, no dizziness, no shortness of breath. I can still be active and do whatever.
Okay. Just shortness of everything else?
I mean, it could be like...
Not everything, you fucking limp dick piece of shit.
If you're stressed, I don't know if you're stressed about anything, that could cause like heart palpitations.
I am stressed about these heart palpitations, which really is like a feedback loop.
Been there.
Well, I think you know what my advice would be, Tib.
We're like,
ignore it and you'll be fine?
Yeah.
Nope, not all. No, see a doctor.
That's my dad's advice, Tim.
Well, I mean, dads know best. Done.
Yeah. Yeah, he is done.
Oh, Jesus.
I was like, we know how that ended up.
No dad best. Wait.
Yeah, I was planning on making an appointment this week, especially if it doesn't go away.
I was going to say something, but I forgot what it was. About heart palpitation. I don't know.
Stress, feedback loop.
Penis palpitations. Gotta palpate those penises.
That the push-ups can't possibly be affecting it, so I can't use it as an excuse to stop?
I don't know if they would be connected. Oh, I was gonna say, I doubt hitting yourself in the chest would damage something. I mean, I'm not saying it's highly impossible, but...
Well, there was a football player who had irregular heartbeat for 3 days because he got hit too hard. And I was like, I'm pretty much hit as hard as a football player.
Yeah, that's gotta be it.
Yeah, I mean, that's... Yeah.
And how did he turn out?
Because I was watching the Super Bowl. I was like, why not me?
Was he okay?
Who?
The football player.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Tim doesn't care. He's a person who isn't Tim.
I read most of the article. What?
And then he
died.
You
put the happy ending in the beginning. What am I supposed to do?
He did go see the doctor right away. He died. That's how it ends up.
Tim's like, well, if he wanted me to care more, he should have tried being me.
Yeah, or at least put my name somewhere in the article.
Yeah.
Tim. This applies to you as well.
Bab. Nope, no bab. Hang on. Tim. No, Tim. Time. Okay, yeah, no. False alarm.
And checking out.
So which one should we do? Like, I think we have listener email. We have Tanlaughs. What do we want to do?
We got all sorts of shit.
You want to do a Tanlaugh?
We can do a Tanlaugh.
Let's do it.
Doing it.
The Angelo Bowers Memorial Tanlaugh segment.
Guys, thank you so much.
Everyone loves a good joke, so we tell jokes on the show each week. We love to tell jokes. You send it to us, fucktards@tancast.com. Send something there you think will amuse us. Telling jokes gets you laid at the party. If you don't believe me, well, that is just fine. Stick around for these jokes anyway, because it's Tanlaugh time.
Here we go!
Oh! I got a joke.
Oh! Wait. Tell it.
Neat.
All right, someone go first. Let me find it real quick.
You're like,
you
hang
son
on.
Of a monkey fucker.
Let me derail the conversation we're having just so that I can say that I'm
what?
Participating in the conversation
we're having. Whoa. What conversation were we having? I was just singing to myself.
No, Noah, we were like, okay, let's do Tanlaughs. And I was like, hold on. I have a joke. No, that's completely on topic.
All right. Well, I have the joke now.
Cool. Well, see? You inspired an epic Andy rant.
What are the prettiest bees?
Boobies.
Oh, damn
oh.
You. You got it.
I agree.
There's another version of that joke. What kind of bees give milk? Same answer.
I like the prettiest bees better.
I like the prettiest bees, too.
Thirded.
You okay there, buddy?
Yeah, they're probably also one for scariest bees.
Africanized bees?
No, boobies.
That's scary.
Boo.
Oh, boo.
I didn't expect that one to need an explanation.
Boobies, we've been saying boobies as in boobies, not boo bees.
Yes. Okay, fine. This is true.
Yeah, thanks for derailing the conversation, Andy.
You're welcome, Noah. Glad to be of service.
What are the most homestyle breakfast bees?
Hobies?
Yes!
I was like, I don't think it's Applebee's. I don't think
for
it's
those people who don't live in this area, there's a restaurant chain called Hobie's.
Oh. I don't think it's IHOP.
I was gonna did Hobie's IHOP appear after I moved away?
Fuck no, it didn't.
How did I not know about
there
Hobie's?
Is. I mean, I don't think they're as popular as they used to be.
You mean like, they're more popular now than they used to be?
Yeah, but like I did out to lunch with them, so they had to have been here while Andy was here.
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, got it. Yeah.
QED.
Ooh. It's a little chilly in here.
Mm. Titnipply?
Titnipply.
This Tanlaugh comes to us from Dean. What's the difference between trail mix and sciatica?
I don't like trail mix.
That's one answer.
One is a snack in a bag, the other is a back in a snag.
My sciatica's acting up. Is that like a muscle spasm?
It's a pain in your that shoots up your sciatic nerve.
Oh, so it's not... It's interesting how many medical terms aren't specific, like, conditions. They just describe, like, a general thing. Like, heart palpitations could be, like, so many things. Like,
it
could
well,
be,
there's
like,
many things that can cause it, but it's describing definitely the thing that's happening.
Well, it's being aware of your heart, which could be, like, pounding really hard, which could be fluttering, which could, you know, sound like a loud thud. Like, it's not a specific type of beat, I guess I was saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, like, angina just means heart pain.
Yeah. Exactly.
It's like, this is from...
Is that what that means?
Yeah.
Yes.
My limericks make no sense now.
Oh.
What?
Because it sounds like vagina.
I know.
Get on board!
Let me finish up the Dean laughs.
Okay.
A Zen Buddhist monk walks up to a hot dog vendor and says, got any Dr. Pepper?
Ha ha! Because we're expected to make me one with everything.
Yep.
It makes me think of that TV reporter who said it to the Dalai Lama, and the Dalai Lama's like, I don't get it. And it's just laughing about how stupid it was for him to even try the joke.
It's like, I guess you had to be there. Wait, you were there. Oh, shit.
He's like, I guess I mean, you only live once, right? Never get that chance again.
Yep. All right, last one. My Mexican friend grew up so poor, his grandmother had to make tortillas with only one side.
That's not true. Wait, Andy, nerdy question. Is it possible to only have one side?
Technically, yes. So that's what a Möbius band is. So if you take a flat strip, cut it, put a single twist, or I guess a half twist. So front's now back and back is now front, and then join the two pieces. If you follow along, you know, like with a pen so you can mark where you've been, and just trace on one side, you'll eventually come right back to where you started. But no matter where you look, you will see that you have been there.
So what you basically about the turn edge two of the Möbius strip, though? Wouldn't that be a side, technically?
Same thing. Well, okay, so I guess, yes, Möbius strips are not ideal because they are not truly, you know, two-dimensional. So, yes, there is dimension to the side of the Möbius strip. So congratulations, Noah. Möbius strips really have two sides.
I mean, I'm just curious.
Just trying to be a fuck.
You're right.
Congratulations. Here's your fuck award.
So an idealized Möbius band would be single-sided. But okay. It would also have absolutely, it would be completely intangible because, you know, like having absolutely zero depth to it means it may as well not exist.
So then it has no sides.
Yeah. Well, it could be made of no matter to have absolutely zero depth.
So you just blew my mind.
AKA Batman vs. Superman.
I know I was texting you guys about
it. I bet that's going to be Tim's dying words.
Batman vs. Superman sucked.
The Batman scenes, especially the Batman fight scenes, quite rewatchable. The Batman dream sequences, completely ridiculous. Every moment with Lex Luthor, worthy of shoving things into your eyeballs.
Yeah, the one scene in the warehouse was pretty good. Batman fighting.
Where he goes to, spoiler alert, rescue Martha?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Apparently he's not direct.
Martha! It's like, he's standing on your chest. He's not giving you constipation, for fuck's sake.
Apparently he's not contract anymore, Ben Affleck.
Nope.
He's like, I'm out. Fuck this mess.
Really?
And now there's a chance he might not even play the role, apparently.
What? I hadn't heard that.
So I saw some link that said that there's, you know, that's in doubt as whether he'll not he'll come back.
Huh.
He hasn't made any sort of announcement yet. I don't know what the link was. I didn't follow it, but I just have my Google alert set to negative reviews about the DC universe.
Yeah.
Any more Dean laughs, or are you?
Oh no,
you
no, that was
out?
It. It was the three. So thank you, Dean.
All right. By the way, who gave you your laugh, Noah?
A podcast called Dinner Party Download.
Hey.
Okay.
Dinner Party Download is good stuff.
Yeah, it is. I'm a huge fan. Andy, on a side note, I think you would like the podcast called Reply All.
Maybe.
It's a podcast about the internet, but it's interesting stories. And one of my favorite segments is they do this thing called Yes, Yes, No, where this guy who is not as hip to the internet finds a tweet that he doesn't understand, and the guys break it down for him.
Break it down. This is a story I like to tell about some base code that we know so well. No?
Base code.
No? Is that not a thing?
Tears? Tears.
Polish? Polish.
You guys aren't fucking helping at all. Give me fine. Read my
Do
fucking
you mean code base?
Shut up!
Wait, he's trying to help you.
You're not helping me!
He said code base. I think that's what you mean.
Just say yes, it's something, or no, it's not something.
It's not anything.
Do you not use... No one says base code. I've heard it before.
Tim, in a world full of C-sharp and Java, you're basic.
You basic, Tim.
Did you slam me? What was that?
Yes.
Calling someone basic.
Well, you
about
suck
that.
At it. Stop sucking. Here comes fucking Tyler's tan laugh.
Well,
shut up.
Basic.
Shut up.
Well, Andy, basic has another meaning now, too.
You mean like the opposite of acidic?
When someone's basic, they like all the shit that everyone else likes. Like spiced pumpkin lattes and yoga. And like they're just like a clone just doing falling into line.
Yes, I was calling Tim a basic bitch.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like his code was basic.
Well, I was saying he is basic, as in he is the language basic, but also,
got
which
it.
Is super easy to pick up. I'm explaining the jokes today.
I realize you're hip, Andy. I'm sorry, baby.
I know things. I also know what thirsty means.
Turned up. That's something I learned or something. I was like, oh, that's the thing people say.
Now, I'm still not clear. Is that one hype or is
Shut
that one
fuck
like...
Up. Shut
is that
the
like
fuck
high?
Up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. Would you like to hear the next one?
I think it just means like it was like good. It was dope.
Okay. So like it's hype. It's fresh.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, got it. Okay.
Did you not hear Siri?
I Siri? Don't listen to Siri. Siri doesn't tell me how to live, Jim. Oh, man. I can't say this too loud because I know he might overhear it and decide, I'm going to do this all the time. But I still love it when we're going somewhere and the GPS starts to tell us to take a direction and I hear from Drew in the back seat, don't tell me how to live, Waze.
did he get that from you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sweet.
No, I love it when my kid parrots back my genius.
No, I love it when he, because he's like picked it up and he's carrying it forward.
I mean, I think on some level, that is why every parent has a kid. Not every parent, but most parents. Like, what? They want, like, leave their impression on their kid. That's yeah, why they have, right. Like, they get really excited when, oh, you like the things I like.
Yes, definitely. That is definitely true. And it's less, you know, hearing him parrot me back, and it's more just how silly it is hearing him try to do an impression of me. That is always hilarious.
So he's also trying to, like...
Yeah, because he'll like try to do the gruff daddy voice, but it's still the little kid voice. Don't tell me how to live, Waze.
Nice. Yeah,
that's what he thinks I sound like. Oh.
Hey Tim, you want to do some town laughs?
Yeah, I do.
Too bad.
You're a piece of shit.
Go ahead.
Suck it.
All right, it's from Tyler. He not only sent in these town laughs, but he sent me a Facebook message saying, "Hey Tim, I sent you some town laughs." So he wanted to make sure these got in the show. And their dead baby tan laugh.
Hooray.
Oh, be still my dead baby's heart.
Well, by definition, it is.
I know.
What do you call a dead baby with its skin peeled off?
I don't know.
Sexy.
Oh,
God, why?
God,
no.
That's one of several, so strap it in. What do you call a dead baby, a rat, a six-week-old, stale bread, and a gherkin?
Disgusting joke I probably don't want to hear.
Oh. A Big Mac.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. What do you get when you dislocate a baby's jaw?
I don't know.
Blown?
Deep throat.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What does a blind, deaf, quadriplegic baby get for Christmas? Oh, we've gotten this one before.
I don't know.
AIDS?
Cancer.
Oh.
Oh.
Close.
Mine's worse.
What goes plop, plop, fizz, fizz? That's it. Sorry. I thought there was more to it.
Oh,
what goes
plop, plop, fizz, fizz?
Nope. Twins in an acid bath.
That was going to say.
All
right. Last one. What is pink and red and sits in a corner?
Oh, dead baby.
A baby chewing on razor blades.
I got to say, I'm not a fan of these jokes anymore.
I still what? Am. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Why not, Aunt Noah? What's wrong, baby?
I don't know. I'm just like... I feel like we've gotten to a different place. I'm like, oh, we don't need to make gross jokes like that anymore.
Fuck you. No progress here. Oh, I am exactly as good as I have been or ever shall be.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, well, you guys have kids, so maybe it hasn't changed for you. But like, now that I see like children, like I have interactions with like children regularly, I'm like, no, that's gross.
It is.
Children are pure and innocent.
Oh, mostly.
Not. I mean, maybe that's why. Maybe I don't see the shittiness. Like, maybe I just see the cuteness.
So,
although,
no, just in case you're laboring under a misunderstanding here, I don't listen to these jokes and like, yeah, baby, take that.
Well, no, I don't think you do.
Babies have had it too good for too long.
Yeah.
We need to bring babies down a level.
Yeah. We'll put them in a corner with a bunch of razor blades. That'll teach them.
Babies need to check their privilege.
Yeah. Pooping everywhere, seeing all the boobies they want.
Oh, we got a listener email.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Let's read that shit.
Captain, incoming message.
You've got mail.
Message for you, son.
DeVille is here.
TimCast, listener email.
Are we talking about the one from Rob?
I don't know. You're the one who brought it up.
Yeah.
Well, Andy said, yeah, we do. I just want to make sure that I was trying to remember if there's another one.
Oh, we do have another one from okay. Scott. It's super short. It's okay. Kind of a Tanlaf listener email combo.
I'll read the one from Rob, and then you could read the one from Scott.
Alrighty.
It says, big love from a fifth of your fan base. And this is from Rob. It says,
way to overestimate, Rob.
What ho, Tim, Andy, and Noah? I don't know if that's an actual phrase or maybe a typo.
What ho? No. Yes, it's...
Oh, that's a thing people say?
It's like old-timey. What ho? Okay.
What ho, Tim, Andy, and Noah? It's been a long time since I wrote to you guys, possibly 5 years. But I'm still listening to every episode 8 years on. Wow, Rob. Wow. I'm impressed. Whether that's a positive sign for you or a scathing indictment of my lifestyle choices, I have no idea. But either way, it's a fact.
Sorry.
He says, I saw this and thought of you. Keep up the good work. Nadcast Rob. And it's a picture that says, got hold of a sign that says, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious-nazi-POTUS. Sorry, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious-nazi-POTUS.
Oh, I could live 3 or 4 lifetimes and not be as clever as that sign.
That is a good sign. He looked very pleased with himself.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious-nazi-POTUS.
Yep.
There you go, Tim.
Oh, man. And now his little fucking mouthpiece, it was on the Talking Head shows talking about the problem that we have with voter fraud. Like, so far they've found 4. 3 of them voted Trump. So based on what you guys are saying, we should just do this all over again.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, me too.
I think a lot of people would be.
Yeah.
Majority, in fact.
Oh, man. So we can link in the show notes, but there's a Twitter account that exists only, well, primarily to retweet people who say they voted for Trump and regret it. Trump regrets.
Trump regrets?
Yep.
Oh, I started following Obama's old photographer on Instagram, and every time Trump fucks up, he posts a picture of Obama doing the same thing correctly. So, like, he had that conversation with the Prime Minister of Australia that didn't go well. So he posts a picture of Obama and the Prime Minister of Australia just laughing, having a good time. he nominated a Supreme Court pick, and he posted a picture of Obama with his name fell out of my head. The guy Obama had nominated to the Supreme Court that they wouldn't even vote on.
Oh, Merrick Garland.
Garland, thank you. So he posted that picture. He goes, "There's a picture of Obama, Merrick Garland." Just saying. picture of him chatting it up with the president of Mexico. I give you a hint which day that was posted. it's glorious. It's living my dream of just rewatching Obama's presidency from the beginning and pretending that's what's going on right now.
Did you discover that, or did you hear about it?
I think I heard about it. Someone posted something about it, and then I was like, oh, I'm following this. And I'm like, oh, it does not disappoint.
And that's so funny, because it's just so, like, kind of, I mean, so, not, like, overt of, like, fuck Trump. It's just like, here you go.
Yeah, because he's not, like, actually, like, the comments aren't like, and this is why Trump sucks. It's just like, hey, here's Obama doing this. Hey, here's Obama doing this.
Oh, look at him. Although,
he posted one picture. It's a picture of, like, Obama from behind walking back towards the White House. He's like, don't get excited. This was taken a while ago. I do like that idea of like, let me come back and fix this shit.
Obama does look like he's having a good time, though.
Yeah, he does. I can't remember which late night show it was, but they're like, maybe Obama can come back and fix this, and they show a picture of him like jet skiing or waterboarding or whatever. Not waterboarding, water
wakeboarding,
waterboarding.
Yes, wakeboarding. That was the word I was looking for. Anyway, and they come back to the late night host. He's like, he's never coming back.
Speaking
of the late night shows, Seth Meyers has become something I watch regularly.
Yeah, I don't watch his show, but I will go and watch like all of his shit on YouTube.
Exactly, all his closer look segments. Yep. I'm almost always entertained by.
Yeah, like I don't give a shit who is on there to shill for whatever new TV show's coming out or album or whatever. I don't give a fuck about all of that. But the stuff where he's going into the analysis, I'm like, this is cutting. Good times. Good times. I mean, it's bad times that we live in a world where he's got to do that shit. But
I know if you saw that the meme that's been floating around. It says, so far, the only thing Donald Trump has made great again has been SNL.
Oh.
I did see that. I also saw where Public Policy Polling just released a poll on Friday that more people find SNL credible than Donald Trump. Or say, sorry, in comparison, which has more credibility? So it's not even just, you know, which has credibility. It's which has more. And people, it was like 48% SNL, 43% Donald Trump or something like that.
Did you see where some newspaper went to run a photo of Donald Trump and ran the picture of Alec Baldwin dressed as Donald Trump?
No. Whoops.
I think it was a Mexican newspaper, so it might have been an intentional slight.
Fuck Trump.
Oh, that's pretty funny. Oh, man. Did you guys see somebody? I think it started on Reddit because somebody was saying, man, how funny would it be if Trump was all pissed off that Melissa McCarthy played Spicer? How funny would it be to have Rosie O'Donnell play something like Trump on SNL? So somebody tweeted at her like, hey, the internet would really love you to be on SNL now. So she changed her Twitter profile picture, at least for a while, to a Photoshop version of her with the rest of like, you know, the head and body and everything of
Steve Bannon.
Steve Bannon, yes.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, no, of course you didn't.
I think Tim did see it.
I think he did, too.
She actually tweeted something like, ready to serve, or something yep. like that.
Yeah, I went and looked up the names of all of the SNL head writers and tweeted at them. I'm like, I know that this isn't going to fucking do anything, but just on the off chance that one of them hasn't seen this.
And then the chick from The Good Wife... And she's in a bunch of stuff. The Grinch. She played the love interest in The Grinch. Anyway, she said that she would play Betsy I don't know how to pronounce her last name.
DeVos. I don't know. Idiot.
Devereaux.
Yeah. Did not go to public school. Does not have a single fucking clue about education. Did pay for her position.
I still don't agree with them blocking her entrance into a school, though. I'm like, that doesn't help. Although, it is a little sad when I heard about it. I was like, what? They stopped her from entering a school? Like, protesters were outside and stopped and blocked the entrance. And I expected to see, like, a bunch of protesters. There was five people. I was like, how'd you not get past them? There's five people.
it's just so
typical. The best description I've heard of Trump so far is he is what a poor man imagines a rich man to be. And he is what a coward imagines a strong man to be. Oh, and what an idiot imagines a smart man to be. That was the third one.
That's like my resume cover letter right there.
All right. Speaking of Trump, Scott's listener email says, in light of your appropriate naming of President Nutsack, I thought this would be good for a laugh. And he sent us a picture. Obama had 10 inaugural balls. Clinton had 14. Trump had 2, and they were quite lightly attended. Trump has 2 sad... tiny little balls. Sad.
Tiny balls.
But how many did Bush 2 have? I'm sure he had plenty of balls.
Wasn't on the list.
Oh, actually, I don't know. Only because when he was first elected, it was, you know, it was very contentious in the Supreme Court and all that.
Yeah, that is true. Bush v. Gore. Man, remember the halcyon days of being worried about the Supreme Court just handing the presidency off to somebody? Oh.
Yeah, we've outsourced that to Russia now.
They're outsourcing everything these days.
My original joke was going to be to the FBI, but I was like, wait, Russia is way funnier and more little. Literal. Yeah. Little.
Russia is big. Yeah. Yeah, fuck it.
Russia is big. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not small. No, 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 no.
So we all know the ending to Split, yes? Did we talk about this already?
I think we talked about it last week.
Did we?
No. We talked about it somewhat off air and somewhat on air, but we never... Because you hadn't seen it yet.
Right, okay. That's what I was wondering. I thought I hadn't seen it when we last talked about it.
So we are abruptly changing topics and going into Split, everybody. So,
you guys want to talk about politics?
In case you were listening along and you're like, wait, did they talk about Split and I missed it? No, you didn't. Noah just decided now is Split time.
Oh, do we want to talk about politics some more? Let's go.
No, I don't care if we talk about Split. It was just, there was nothing that was like, oh, speaking of that, let's talk about Split.
Speaking
you
of
were
the
just
divide,
like, you know what?
Speaking of the divide split in our time. Country,
which we talk about every week, which is all over Facebook, and it's just like, I've had enough of it.
Wow. Like, hey, Noah?
Yeah.
Your head's down here. The joke apparently was up there.
Okay.
All right. So, Split.
It had an ending.
It did.
That's all.
It ran about 2 hours and then stopped.
No, you can't run out of steam now. You've taken the train on a different track. Now you got to run with it, baby. Put some coal in that boiler and let it rip.
Yeah, it was...
Or wood.
I did not think it was great. My friend, who I saw it with, who is very feminist, did not like it as well. Well, didn't like it much less than I did because of the whole, like, women in peril aspect to it. And
how did she not know that's what she was getting into going into it?
I mean, I think she somewhat knew what she was getting into, but it was more the specific details of, like, oh, we need to take their clothes off and have them be in their underwear, that type of thing. Like... And I get a point, like, it didn't necessarily serve the story. It didn't make it like, oh, this is a better story now, besides the shortcut of, like, oh, women are in danger, they might be, like, sexually molested. Like, you know, that's an easy, like, way to create tension.
But wasn't that part of what the character was doing?
Right, but when you write the story, you do not. The story did not necessarily have to, it didn't have to be women.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's kind of like using rape as, like, an easy way to be like, that's the bad guy.
Right. And, I mean, are you guys going to see it? I can go into the specifics of it.
No.
I am never going to see it ever. Wait, I'll let Andy talk.
I love right there that my answer was no. Tim's answer was longer. And then Tim stopped and was like, wait, let's give Andy a chance to answer.
So
yes, because I realized I was talking too much.
Oh.
It's called courtesy. Look it up.
Courtesy. Noun. Fuck Tim. Oh, interesting. Okay, cool.
Spoilers.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
Basically, there's a monster coming. Like, so this guy has multiple personalities, and he's going to evolve into this monster. And I think the women are there to be, like, food for this creature. So... In that case, it could have been anyone. It didn't have to specifically be these girls. Like, one of the characters did like younger women, and they wrote that in. But again, like, the writer didn't have to make him that way, right? It's just what they choose to one of the personalities to be. And I think that is what, you know, she had issue with. It's just like, and I understand, like, it didn't necessarily serve the story. The story was just about, like, this guy has these multiple personalities, he's holding these people, and he's going to be, there's this monster coming. That he's going to turn into. Well, you're not sure if it's true, but then, yeah, he turns into this monster. And then the twist being that Bruce Willis's character from Unbreakable is at the end. And they're talking about, like, did you hear about what happened? And he's, like, sitting there looking like, I gotta fix this, or something like that.
So is he, like, a known superhero at the end?
I don't think so.
Or they don't really go
into it. No, because he's just chilling at a diner having coffee. So it didn't seem like he wasn't, like, in the superhero outfit. It just seemed like he was still just, I'm regular, I can't remember his name, but I'm regular, what, dude. So I don't think it's known that he is a superhero.
Was he having was he having a coffee and a diner with Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
He was not.
Oh.
He was all
that
by himself.
Crazy. That would have been a twist on top of a twist.
That would have been.
I am excited if they, because I loved Unbreakable. I mean, love it. It was slow, but there was a lot of things I liked about it. I would like to see them continue the storyline.
I would like to see a different editor, maybe, involved in the continuation of that storyline. But do not let Shyamalan do his own editing ever, 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 ever.
I feel like it was a little tighter.
Split?
But it's still, I think his pacing is generally slow.
Yeah. But, like, needlessly so. Like, pointlessly so. Not just like, hey, this is going to be sort of, you know, just meditative and whatever. It's, no, we're just going to hang here, just stare at this thing for a while. Oh, look at that. He worked with a different person to edit Split.
I do agree, though, like, knowing that twist, knowing exactly what the connection is probably better. Because, like, I don't know if most people are going to remember who the fuck that person is. Like, I knew, but, like... I made the average person who maybe hasn't followed his career be like, who the fuck is Bruce? What the fuck is Bruce Willis doing here?
Bruce Willis just shows up. Like, wait, was this a Bruce Willis movie the whole time? What the fuck?
Like, what?
Oh, man, John McClane is about to rip shit up.
I mean, I could totally see someone going, wait, is this set in the Sixth Sense world? Like, I feel like that was the... I could be wrong,
Noah,
but I feel like that...
Noah.
Yes.
Stay with us.
Sorry. I feel like that was a better scene movie than Unbreakable.
quick impression for you. So, anyways, guys, I was just kind of thinking that this would be a great
Sorry, I was, I realized my laptop battery was getting low. I was trying to plug it in.
Oh, man, I just looked it up.
Oh, man.
Vulture. I just typed in Split, and like one of the top Google hits was for Vulture's review, where they said Split is exploitative trash. Damn. Burn.
I think a lot of people, including me, don't necessarily like notice that stuff as much. Like, if I didn't see it with Aaron, I don't know if I would have like picked, like even really thought about like, oh right, like I think you're, yeah, it's a fair point.
I totally get it, because, like, you look at Game of Thrones. Like, I was reading somebody's write-up of Game of Thrones and about, like, how often they lean back onto the, we're gonna put this woman in danger of rape to show you that this is serious.
Right.
Like, they have done that an awful lot.
And, like, does it serve the story, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so in the context of the story, though, the girls being in their clothes does, in the story, constantly the story of how it was set up. Does make sense, because one of the guys is into young women. He likes to watch them dance. And I think, but he's been told he's not supposed to touch the women. So my interpretation was he gets them undressed to kind of get some of his jollies off, but not cross the line of what he's not supposed to do. Not that that makes it necessarily okay, but I was like, in the context of that story of how they set up, I think that's why they did that.
Yeah. And I mean, in actuality, the threat of rape in violent, vile situations is kind of ever-present. It happens a lot in war and places run by violent regimes, and it's often used as a tool of war and a tool of oppression and all the rest.
This is true.
So yeah, I mean, I see the stuff about Game of Thrones, and I understand the criticism, while at the same time I also understand, like, well, you know, it does, like, still, it is still a thing that exists and would have reasonably existed in the setting that we're being shown it. So, yeah, I accept that the criticisms are valid. I also am not going to go so far as to, you know, condemn Game of Thrones. Also, it's an awesome TV show, and if I condemned it, I'd probably feel morally obligated to stop watching it. And I ain't gonna fucking do that, so whatever it takes for me to justify continuing watching
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Probably.
I mean, well, it's also interesting.
Again, I recognize what a shitty person I am.
Like, sometimes I wonder, like, are we being, like, if I watch a movie, right, and they go to a low-income area and they show a bunch of minorities, and they're doing illegal stuff, it's like, can I say that's racist, or can I say, like, that shit actually happens in the world? Like, you know what I mean? Like, just because someone put it in their story does not necessarily mean it's racist.
Yeah. True. I guess it's the difference of, you know, this is the reality of poverty, and, you know, look at those crime-loving Negroes and wetbacks.
Right, and it's also how they do it. They make it present in a way like it seems like, oh, they're all like this, as opposed to, like, some of them are like this, but some are great people. Lots of great people. I wouldn't even say some.
Yeah, it doesn't take many people being criminals to make an area kind of shitty.
This is true.
And it doesn't take a lot of problems, like sociological problems, to make people who might have otherwise gone a different way in their lives turn to crime.
Yeah.
Or drugs. Or drugs and then crime to feed the drug habit.
Yeah.
I mean, Ohio is white as fuck. West Virginia is white as fuck. And they are, I think, still the top two for overdoses on opiates. Now I'm depressed about the state of the world.
He left.
Probably wallowing in depression with us.
So I had a bit of, like, not scare, but concern this week.
Mm-hmm. How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Probably since we last recorded. Like, in December, I wore this 24-hour blood pressure monitor. Because I was getting, like, a lot of headaches, and they seemed to increase, like, when I was exercising. And so, I wore it. Like, a month went by, no results. Finally, they get the results back, and my doctor calls me which is never a good sign. Like, usually when everything's okay, he'll just send me a message like, oh, everything looks good, buddy. Keep on doing what you're doing. I'm like, all right, he's calling me. This is not good. So he tells me that my blood pressure is like in the 160 over something on average. And when I'm sleeping, it's 140 over 90. So I'm like, that seems a little weird because every time I've gotten it measured at the doctor's office, at work, when we do like our health things, like it is never been that high. Not never, but very rarely does it ever reach 140, and never has it reached 160 except when I was like, I've been working out, like when I did like the echo thing, like it reached 160 when I was like on a treadmill. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that seems a little weird. So, and he wanted to put me on meds. Like he's just, I think you should go on meds. So I bought a blood pressure cuff monitor that like syncs to my phone. And I started checking my blood pressure like throughout the day. And then on average, it's about like 126 over 76. I'm like, that is fucking way lower than what you were telling me. So I don't know what, like, I don't know if the guy got a bad one or if I was just particularly like stressed out that day, or I feel like it was more bad because I feel like stress would not have made it that high. But yeah, that was like, that was scary to hear.
Yeah, and like when that series of measurements does not comport with other measurements taken, you do really, and I don't mean this is like, oh, well, you know, everything's fine and we should just dismiss this or whatever. Like this is something that you should probably be concerned about, and the meds are probably not a bad idea, and you know, just until everything is ironed out. But it also seems like the calibration on the outlier is immediately suspect.
Well, it was taking every 15 minutes during the day, mm-hmm. so it wasn't like it was an outlier, but I guess it seemed weird that my doctor was not looking at all my other blood.
Well, no, that's what I mean, is that the readings taken with a single device represent an outlier compared to a variety of other devices that have measured you before and since.
Yeah, and he was just...
So not that there was one anomalous reading on that thing, but rather that all of its readings seem anomalous, not anomalous.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Compared to the rest. That was fucking scary. I feel better now. I'm like, oh, right. My blood pressure is actually normal and is okay. Like, well, maybe a little high, but I'm just like,
is your heart pounding a lot in your chest?
Not a lot.
Well, you should cough and then punch yourself in the chest as hard as you can. Sorry, I overstated. You should cough and then punch yourself in the chest as hard as Tim can, which may be lesser.
I do get these little flutters in my heart sometimes, though, which is a little bit concerning, which also can be normal.
Yeah, every once in a while I feel that. Like, do you get what you doing there? Oh, it's
like a little flutter like butterflies?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's not. It does happen more, which anxiety, stress can make it happen more.
Yeah.
Lately than it ever. Well, I can't say. I'm more sensitive now, so it could be like I'm just noticing a lot more and thinking about it, as opposed to like maybe it happened before and I was just like, oh, that was weird. I keep going about my day.
Now you're like, what does this mean? Is this my impending doom?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm about. Is this me? I'm gonna die. Is this me? Yeah. I'm dying right now.
Nope. Bodies are weird.
Andy is a piece of shit.
Really? You spent that long to get that?
No, I had it earlier, but I didn't want to interrupt Noah in the middle of what he was saying.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Anyways.
Tim is very considerate with shitting on me. You know what? I'm going to wait for Noah to stop talking because Noah's a good guy. All right. Okay, CG, wrap it up.
Well, I had another one where you made a joke about courtesy. Oh, it means fuck Tim. And I was going to have Suri read courtesy, noun, the act of not being Andy. But again, Noah's in the middle of talking. I didn't want to interrupt him.
Tim needs Siri to do his dirty work.
My Siri work.
Yes.
Work.
So I had a different week. Well, pair of weeks.
Yes.
Yeah, found out that at least some of, hopefully, the full raise has already been approved for my new position at my new job.
That's awesome.
I also found out that
you have a third
testicle. Just to make sure that everything is on the up and up, that the job that was going to be like, here, we're just going to move you into this new position, is actually being posted, so other people will be able to apply. And I might actually have to compete with some people. So I started laughing. I was like, well, at least my resume is up to date.
Wait, so you got approved for a raise if you actually get the position?
No, I got approved for a raise regardless.
Okay.
In my current position, which was, I guess, a bit of a fight. It was less than my boss wanted to do, and it's honestly less than I would have been making if I had actually left. So the places that were starting to firm up offers, it's less than they were offering.
But it's possible, hopefully, it will be closer. More once you actually get this position.
Yes, and that's his, not just his expectation, but he's talked to the president of the company, and that's the plan.
Okay.
Is the president? It's kind of a weird situation. So we're owned by another company. So even though the president of the company is the president of the company, the CFO still wields a lot of power because, you know, how much income we're making for the corporate parent matters. So it's kind of like there's a two-man show running the thing. And like one deals with strategy and then one deals with counting the beans.
Those beans need to be counted.
Yes. So the strategy one who wanted to, you know, make sure that they didn't lose me, he had approved more. But then when it went to the bean counter cut it down and they had to have some negotiations back and forth on that stuff. It's like, I'm causing stress for other people now. This is weird. I don't know that part of me just feels like it should just be, it should be easy. Like I'm worth what they want to pay me, or I'm not, and I will go somewhere else where I will be worth what they want to pay me. Kind of deal. But I get it. It's always harder. Like when you've worked for somewhere for a while, it's always harder to get a raise than it is to leave your job and go to another place.
Because I remember,
like last year, we paid you, you know, $60,000, and now you want $65,000. That's a big bump. Where someone else is like, you are head and shoulders better than anything we've had before. You want $70,000?
At my current job, someone said that once. Like the best way to get a raise is to leave and come back, which just seems so weird to me. Like it seems like you would want to give raises to the people who are there who have the experience, but I guess maybe they feel like you have other experience, so that makes you more valuable.
Yeah, and you know, in some cases, it's like, you know, now that you have more experience, you could do more things, but they don't necessarily need you to do more things. They just need you to keep doing the same shit you've been doing. So, like, your value may be to someone else. And sometimes they don't recognize necessarily the growth and the additional value and whatever. You know, so, like, as you continue to grow and take on new things or do other things or you know, deal more with strategy stuff or help out with sales or, you know, whatever the case may be for someone's various different jobs. It may not be, you know, they recognize the change over time because it's been slow and gradual from their point of view. So as far as they're concerned, you're still the same person they hired. But someone else looking at you completely objectively because they haven't seen you before, looks at now all of the experience that you've built up at this job, recognizes it, so you leave. And then when you come back to get to your new job, they're really reevaluating you now as an outsider. So yeah, it tracks. And the only times I think that I've ever gotten large raises, you know, more than like a, you know, 2 or 3% or whatever cost of living, the only time I can remember getting a large raise at any of my employers has been when someone else makes me an offer and I'm trying to quit and all of a sudden more money starts showing up. Although, thinking back, I think this is the only time I've ever stayed once that happened.
Awesome.
But, yeah, it'll be nice.
So next time you want a raise, just make up a fictitious other offer and be like, hey, Cogswell Cogs is going to pay me $10,000 more a year. I'd be willing to stay for $5,000 more a year.
You can do that, but you really got to judge the environment. You really got to make sure. And it really does help to have that other opportunity be real because they may be like, well, shit, sorry, we can't afford $5,000. It's been really nice working with you.
You just said every time you've done it, they've countered with more money.
No, I didn't say every time I've done it, they've countered with more money.
You said every single time.
I said single time I've been offered more money, it's been after I have had another offer and said I'm leaving.
Nope, that doesn't fit my narrative.
Okay.
I still remember your old boss, Tim, that was leaving his job. They offered him like $50,000 or something ridiculous.
Yeah, it was like more than my entire salary, more than what he was making.
Holy Christ.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if that would piss me off. Like, really? All this time you could have been paying me that much more money?
It's pissed me off in the past. I think I was making like, oh God, this is 15, 20, oh, almost 20 years ago. When I worked at Wells Fargo, and I think I was making like $8.75 an hour or $9 something or whatever. And I got a better offer from another bank, and I was leaving, and all of a sudden they're talking like, we can go 12, we can go 12.50. Like, where were these thousands of dollars a year sitting? By the way, people, banks pay
dick. You knew where. You go to the vault.
Yeah, this is true. like the millions of dollars I was carrying down to the vault one time. I'm like, we could just go. Liz, you and me, like we could just go and live on this for years.
Was Liz hot?
Yeah.
You should have done it.
Well, I don't think I was her type.
Sure you were. You were the type with $500,000.
No. I was the type with $3.5 million.
Oh, I was, okay. Well, yeah. Still, you have to split it.
True, but still.
You could have made up an imaginary robber.
Yep.
Who was blackmailing you.
Yep. Yeah, if only it wasn't for those pesky cameras. But I mean, shit, for 1.75, and this was pre-9/11, so, you know, as a white guy, I still could have crossed into Mexico.
You should have checked your phone and then said you got a text about, like, they have my daughter.
Sure. Yep, that definitely would have flown.
Yes. And they're like, what daughter? I had a daughter out of wedlock. I have kept her a secret. But they've somehow found out about her and kidnapped her.
Okay, the arrow.
What?
Oh, he's got a secret daughter out of wedlock. Spoilers! It's like the second season.
The morals on that show are deplorable. Which is like deplorable and reprehensible mixed together.
I was just about to ask if that's what that was. It's unprecedented, Tim.
It is unprecedented. All right, well.
I feel like we're sort of...
Noah's blood pressure is back where he thinks it should be. Andy's going to get more money. Tim has heart palpitations.
Yep.
And that's Tancaster this week.
And we did Escape from Zelda game, and it was good.
Oh, yeah, we should have mentioned that. That was fun.
Good.
It was one of those Escape the Room games, except it was themed to The Legend of Zelda.
Nice.
With the cheesiest host who's ever been cheesy.
Oh, not so nice.
Fortunately, he's only there at the beginning and the end.
Oh, good. Okay. Did you do it with Jeff?
Yes. It was, of course.
Did you guys...
Jeff is number one Zelda super
fan. Oh, yeah. I was going to say. Did you guys sing the Zelda theme?
Never.
No?
Not once.
I sang it.
Are there lyrics to it?
No. It's just...
Oh, okay.
I think having it in one kind of area is slightly easier than having a whole room that you have to search through.
It seems reasonable, but I've never done one of these things before, so.
Well, mostly I was talking to Tim.
That actually might be a good team-building exercise.
Oh, yeah, I think they do that a lot.
Yeah, I should suggest that.
I should suggest that.
We got some clever motherfuckers.
In fact, I should suggest we pick one of the ones I've already done so I can look hella smart in front of my coworkers.
Do you think you would remember?
No!
Okay.
I don't think I can remember the Zelda one, and we just did it last week.
So you might look hella dumb.
Or... Not.
Tim's like a goldfish.
Circles, didn't think about that, did
circles
you?
The bowl. Hey, there's a wall over here. Comes back around. Hey, there's a wall over here.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was pretty good. And I thought we were struggling at first, but then there's some people that didn't even get it. And there was one lady who was dressed up like Link, and I don't think she escaped because she looked crestfallen, like outside, just sitting there and like moping around. It's like, oh.
Like they killed Zelda in front of her.
She's like, these fuckers didn't even dress up, and they figured it out.
Yes, because
the thing is, you didn't need any game knowledge to be able to win.
No,
gotcha.
It was just all themed Zelda, but like, yeah, it was just all puzzly like, things.
But I know where you can get the boomerang in every single one.
Cool. I was just hoping we could bomb some random rocks because I was good at that in Zelda.
Man, that would be hilarious. Like, Noah gets in there, he's like, hey guys, this wall is slightly discolored. Raw!
Wait, did you bring your own bombs? Everybody get down! Tragedy in San Francisco today.
Oh, man. See, I was imagining
escape room was marred by terrorist violence. No, you're trying to get the boomerangs!
I do feel like the very final thing that we got, Tim, like the clue to it was a little misleading. Like, we figured it out, but it's just like, I feel like it led us a little bit astray.
I think the execution of that clue just wasn't up to snuff. Like,
okay.
Whatever the physical thing like that should have happened when the blank was
right.
Blanked.
You just think it just didn't happen correctly?
Right, well, yeah, like whatever process they used to make those didn't work right.
Got it.
It should have.
Okay, fair enough. It was fun. Everyone should do it.
Do you love the mystery, listeners? Or are you like, shut up and talk about something else that you can talk about?
Yes, the things with the stuff and things that were made by other things and people for purposes.
I want to see John Wick 2. That's all.
Me too.
It did not do as well as 50 Shades Darker.
Nah, who fucked? Yo, Tim, you want to see it?
50 Shades Darker?
No, the other thing.
Yeah.
John Wick 2.
John Wick 2? I haven't seen John Wick 1 yet.
Oh, you should.
Okay.
Yeah, I should. It needs to come on Netflix or Amazon.
It is violent. Speaking of things on Amazon, before we can wind up, I did finish Swiss Army Man.
Oh, and was it worthwhile? Wait, is it on Netflix?
It's on Amazon.
Oh, okay. Was it worth it? Was it good?
It was definitely worth it. I definitely see why it got mixed reviews, because it seemed like I was trying to not do spoiler or whatever, but it just kind of gliding over the, you know, the first
sentence.
I do want
to see it, by the way. Just you do? Yes.
So the like the reviewers, a lot of them seemed to be like either very negative or very positive. So it seemed like it was a real like, you're gonna love this movie or you're gonna hate it, and I loved it.
Okay.
Yeah. So
From the trailer, it seems like I would be more on the love side of it.
If the phrase scatological whimsy appeals to you, then yes, this movie is for you.
Let's pause for a second. You okay, Tim?
I went to see if John Wick was on Netflix, and when I looked up John, it said there was a movie called Who Took Johnny, and it's a documentary about some missing kid, and I clicked on it, and there's a bajillion more documentaries about missing people and dead people.
Yeah.
No!
That's the thing.
I don't want that!
I thought you meant they ruined the spoiler about... I guess you already know. Not really a spoiler, but I guess why John Wick gets pissed off in the first one.
It was in the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Don't tell me nothing.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, alright.
I haven't even seen the trailer. I just know people like it.
Yeah.
So, quick side note. Tim, did you watch the Infinity War? You did it. You never mind. You know, I saw that you did. The Infinity War featurette thing.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Oh, I watched it too. It's fine.
Oh, because I was like, the thumbnail is a spoiler. Well, not a spoiler, but at least tells you who's interacting, which I hadn't heard up till this point.
Oh, okay. I've relaxed my view a little bit.
Andy, do you want to know?
Well, I'm going to watch the featurette at some point, probably today. But yeah, sure, go ahead.
Oh, they have Tom Holland, Robert Downey Jr., and Chris Pratt all standing together. I'm like,
oh my god.
And Tom Holland is talking about how he saw the first Avengers, you know, as a kid with his friends. He's like, not only did I never imagine, like, I would see something this cool, I didn't think I would be in one of the sequels.
Yeah.
I was like, that's awesome!
As we used to say, he's doing it.
He is doing it.
He is fucking doing it.
He's doing all of it. Can't put my old ass... I mean, it's filming, like, I don't know, 20, 30 miles from where I live. But, yeah, no, my old ass is not going to be in there. We're going to expand
it. Hey, can I be a Chitauri? There's no Chitauri in this one. Just that one! Just let me be a Chitauri! Be like, hello, I'm a Chitauri!
Sir, the Chitauri
like
were CGI.
Would you like a long rant about why the president sucks?
And skinny. Hey, speaking of my long rants, since we got a little feedback people were thinking that that I was mad at them, I know I've said things like good job breaking it, fuckers, and things like that, but I understand how people can get fooled by demagogues. I get it. I get the appeal. I get the appeal that Trump had of we're going to make America great again, we're going to take these areas where people have been, you know, downtrodden and missing out and everything, and we're going to do all that stuff. I get why people believed the promises. I get why the promises were tantalizing. I'm not actually mad at people who voted for Trump. I am mad that he ran. I'm mad that it was successful. I'm disappointed that people didn't see through it because it's bullshit. Because this is a guy who has a proven track record of not paying small business owners, of them going belly up because he decided, ha-ha, fuck you, I'm rich, which is exactly the problem, is the ha-ha, fuck you, I'm rich. So to believe that a guy with a proven track record of saying, ha-ha, fuck you, I'm rich, is suddenly going to care about the poor and the downtrodden, that disappoints me. But you're still not my enemy. You're still my neighbor. Trump, though, Trump is all of our enemy. So resist. But don't think I'm mad at you. So sorry to all of our listeners that have thought that I was, like, you know, directly angry at them.
Well, I don't think it's also that you're joking. It's just like you yell at the listeners. Not like you're yelling at them, but you yell. And I think,
I
like,
yell towards them because this is, it's fucking ridiculous that
you're, yeah,
that the shit that's going on has happened. It's fucking ridiculous what he's trying to do, and it's fucking ridiculous that it's surprising people. But I get why people thought, oh, we can't take that part seriously because he's all full of bombast, and now he's in office and he's actually doing it. And they're like, wait, what? You're going to take away my grandma's medicine? Well, yeah, this has been exactly what they've been talking about doing the entire time Obama was in office. Guess what? You give them a free hand, this is what the fuckers are going to do. If you elect a bunch of fuckers, they're going to act like fuckers.
Amen.
Fuckers be fuckers, yo.
Yeah.
Fuckers be fucking. You over.
It's like a tautology. Fuckers are fuckers.
All right. We should end this so Tim doesn't have to, like, edit for
Trump
super long.
Trump is aloof, a faced shit gibbon.
Did it say gibbon, like the monkey?
Yes. Loofah-faced shit gibbon.
That's what the state senator in Pennsylvania called him.
Yeah, after he said somebody else, hey, you want to give a name? We'll ruin his career. So the guy in Pennsylvania is like, hey, ruin my career, you loofah-faced shit gibbon.
You fascist loofah-faced shit gibbon, actually. Anyway, what was Noah starting to say?
Oh, I was just saying we should wrap this up so you don't have to edit forever.
Yeah.
Too late.
Sorry. Sorry,
this episode coming out late.
All right.
And I'm telling you at the end of the episode that you've already heard.
Remember, never trust the faulty 24-hour blood pressure monitor.
Not today, chest.
Oh. This week, I love scatological whimsy and hate Donald J. Trump.
Tancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please, come back again next week! Please! Tancast. Skidip whip it up wop.
Bop! Do you feel your heart rate right now, Tim?
Yes.
Okay.
I just am very aware of it beating.
Huh.
Sometimes it's like, it's almost like it's like going, I'm beating! I'm like, okay, what? What do you want me to do? We're just laying here.